I welcome you to another episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we'll learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we will share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. In this episode, we'll continue with a series that we just started, which is how a call to walk in the Spirit. And I'll be speaking on part two, a call to walk in the Spirit. Part 2. You recall in the last episode, we spoke from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 1, which clearly tells us that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And we are told why? Because the Spirit of, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set them free from the law of sin and death. You know, and we saw clearly and extensively what it means to have no condemnation. We saw who a carnal Christian is, and we also saw the consequences of being carnal. Today, I will go a step further as we begin to look at the nature of the new birth. Friends, usually, people are identified by their physical persons, right? We identify people based on what can be seen. But you see, the physical is not all there is about a person. We see in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16 that apart from the physical person, which is called the outward man, there is also the inward man, which is also called the hidden man of the heart or the inner self, as can be seen in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. The inward man is in two parts, and you should know this. It's in the spirit and the soul. In essence, you are made up of the spirit or a spirit, a soul and body. We find this insight in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. The Bible says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So I'd like us to look closely at the spirit, the soul, and body as it concerns a believer. You know, the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, which means breath or creative force. So let's look at the spirit. You see, the real you is your spirit. When a man passes on, the spirit leaves behind a body. Then the spirit lives in the presence or the absence of God eternally, depending on the man's relationship with Christ while he was still on, you know, in the body. So when you got saved, your physical body didn't change. What changed? Instantly, your spirit got transformed into the image of God and takes on the very nature of God. And at that instance, your human spirit was recreated, making it God's dwelling place. That's what 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 tells us, that if a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. So the Holy Spirit took residence in your spirit, and you live no more in the flesh, but in the spirit. And because the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 11, He quickens your physical body as well. So your born-again spirit is perfect because now the life of God is in it. You are born-again spirit. Man is an eternal spirit. In other words, man's spirit will live forever. Whether he is born again or he's not born again, man's spirit will live forever, either in the presence of God or in the absence of God. So that's the soul, that's the spirit of a man. That's not all there is about the spirit of a man. But for this talk, that will suffice. So let's look at the soul of a man. You know, the Greek word for soul is psyche, which means mind. You know, your soul is another part of your inward man, but it's not the same as the spirit, but the mind. It is the center of your will. Is the center of your emotions, is the center of your conscience. The soul is what is called the personality. So when you got born again, it wasn't your soul that was saved in actual sense. I know people say a soul has been saved or let's go win a soul. No, your soul wasn't saved. The recreation that took place was in your spirit man, not in your soul.
So no wonder why you could still, you know, you still could think the same thoughts, have the same emotions that you had before you were saved. And sometimes, you know, that leaves people in some kind of a doubt whether they were saved or not, whether they were forgiven or not. Listen, yes, you are saved. If you gave your life to Jesus, yes, you are saved. But your soul wasn't saved. The new birth took place in your spirit man. However, spiritual growth is determined by how much your soul has been changed by the Word of God. Do you understand that? So let's begin to connect that now to when we're talking about a carnal Christian and the consequences of being carnal. Because your spiritual growth, whether you grow in the spirit enough or not, is determined by how much your soul has been changed by the Word of God. The natural man is soulish. He lives based on the natural instincts or emotions. The natural man is the man that is not born again. The life in him is the ordinary human life. That's what makes him a natural man. He does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised or spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 tells us that. So let's look at the third part of the human person, which is the body. We've looked at the spirit, we've considered the soul, and now let's look at the body. What is the body? The body is that this outer layer that you're looking at. The Greek word for it is soma, translated body. It's the outward man. It's your earth suit. It is the part of you that dwells with the physical realm. You see, the body has five senses which serve as its medium of relating to its physical environment, namely sense of sight expressed through what is seen with the eyes, sense of smell expressed through what is perceived with the nose, sense of taste expressed through what is tasted with the tongue, sense of touch expressed through what is felt with the skin, and sense of perception or hearing expressed through what is heard with the ears. Now, the difference between the spiritual and the carnal people or person, and the mature and the immature Christian, is that the immature Christian is carnal. He is body ruled. If you find immature Christians, one thing is underlined: they are carnal, they are body ruled. Paul told the Corinthians, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, he says, "For ye are yet carnal." In other words, for ye are yet body ruled. You move based on what you see, what you perceive, what you taste, you know, what you feel. How you feel is how you react. He says, for you are yet carnal. As for the mature Christian or that person who is spiritually minded, his body is dead to sin. In other words, he is insensitive to the promptings and the cravings of the flesh. He may see what everyone else sees, but his response is entirely different. He may hear what everybody hears, but his response is entirely different. When others say there is a casting down based on what they see, he's saying there is a lifting based on what the Spirit says, not based on what he sees. Romans chapter 8 verse 10 says, "And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." That's the New King James Version. You see, a mature Christian is so God-conscious and less sin-conscious. Absolutely so. One thing is certain about the body: it doesn't live forever. Absolutely. It does not live forever. But the spirit does. It will one day be put off. However young or however old you are, your body will one day be put off. Apostle Peter, wrote in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 14. He says, "Since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me." That's the ESV version. You know, he said so. I think that also applies to every man. If rapture doesn't take place, one day we will put off our bodies. This earth suit will be put off. Apostle Paul talks about two kinds of body in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44b. He says, if there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. For now, we are spirits living in a physical body. Even after we got saved, we still must live in the same body we had before we got saved. And someday, whether by death or by rapture, we will exit this physical body and then live forever in our spiritual bodies. Hallelujah. And so, if we have understood a bit of what, you know, the spirit, the soul, and the body. So how does this relate to salvation? You must understand what happens at salvation. When you got born again, when you got saved, what happened? You were born of the Spirit by the Word. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, it says, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. You are born of the Word the same way Jesus was born of the Word. The life in you is the life of the Word. At that moment, at the moment you got saved, and from that moment you receive the gift of eternal life, Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in me, in him who sent me, has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. John chapter 5 and verse 24. That's from the New King James Version. And the Bible also says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may have eternal life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. Eternal life mentioned here is not necessarily life without end. No. Already man is an eternal spirit. Whether he's born again or he's not born again, he is an eternal spirit. And physical death is not the end of a man. This is because after physical death, man's spirit still lives forever in the presence or in the absence of God. I had said that before. Therefore, eternal life mentioned here is the life of God, the nature of God. In other words, at the very moment you receive you got saved, you receive the life of God instantly in your spirit man. So you cease to be an ordinary man. Some people have wondered if they would feel any goose pimples or have some unusual sensation to confirm that their sins are forgiven or that they are new. But the truth is this, the righteous shall live by faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 and Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 tells us that salvation is received by faith, and faith is not based on what is seen. Hallelujah. We will stop at this point until I come your way in the next episode. Keep living in this realm of the Spirit. God bless you. Amen.